Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Y'all ready?
Yep.
We're four hours out.
Let's do it.
I'm out. I'm just going to tell you right now.
You've completely checked out.
Here. I'm just like, give me the game time.
By the way, Clark Hunt was out at the McDonald's by my house.
Yeah.
They were doing Red Wednesday or something
last
night, and he was out at the McDonald's right down the street from my house. Nice. I had no idea.
Did you go get your flags?
I did not, because I didn't know.
I got one.
Get your flags.
Did you go to Hy-Vee?
No, the Chief sent me one.
Of course.
Ivy.
Womp, womp.
Come on.
I was at the Community America Bank at 8:45 yesterday morning.
Oh, Sam.
I was first in line. There was like 20 people lined up behind me.
Where did you go?
The Community America Bank.
Oh.
One of the flag sponsors.
Nice.
And shelled out $50, got 10 flags.
But you got one free from the Chiefs.
Well, my mom wasn't able to go this year, so I went and picked them up for the family, because the family all wants them.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And it goes to a charity, does it not? All the money?
Yep.
Yeah.
Chiefs charities.
So. Yep. That's nice.
Yep.
You've heard of happy travels. How about crappy travels? A transatlantic Delta flight had to be diverted to New York City after a passenger experienced an apparent bout of diarrhea in flight.
Okay.
The Airbus A330 was flying from Boston to Rome last Friday, but turned around over the Atlantic Ocean about an hour into the flight.
They were having second thoughts.
Now, wait a minute. Turned around? It was so bad that they're thinking, okay, it's best to turn around and go the other way than to try and continue on with this particular...
Which would have been another 6 hours
ailment
to Rome from Boston. So
they hadn't gotten to the point of no return yet.
Okay.
He had.
We've talked about this. You don't go through the Taco Bell drive-thru the night before transatlantic flight.
No, you do not. Okay. All right. All right.
They have a lot of bathrooms on those large planes.
I don't think he made it to the bathroom, man. That's why they turned around.
Masks were coming down, if you know what I mean.
The Airbus 330 turned around an hour into the flight over the Atlantic Ocean. The aircraft reportedly landed at JFK, after which the 200... This is how bad it was. Okay. The 281 passengers were transferred to another plane.
We're going to go ahead and decommission this one for a while.
This one's out.
It's a 10-wig boom boom back there.
10-wig boom.
We need the hazmat suit stat.
A Delta spokeswoman attributed the diversion to, quote, a customer medical issue en route. Quoting here from one Twitter account, quote, passenger had severe bouts of diarrhea all over their seat.
Oh, God.
This is like in that commercial, where will you be when your diarrhea kicks in? You don't want to be over an ocean.
28,000 feet in the air.
Oh, bless his heart.
This is not the first brownout this year. A Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona was forced to make a U-turn and an emergency landing after a flyer soiled himself mid-flight as
well. Yeah,
this
is the tower. What's your issue?
Well,
we've got a code brown. Come on back.
Okay. The pilot said to air traffic control, this is a biohazard issue. Mm-hmm. We've had a passenger who's had, this is a direct quote, we have a passenger who's had diarrhea all the way through the airplane. They want us to come back.
I imagine this pitcher of iced tea is really a gallon of your feces. Now see how its super thick fluff filter allows for maximum absorbency without leaking.
I'm impressed. Oops, I crap my pants can hold a lot of dung.
And get this. Oops, I crap my pants are biodegradable. Now that's good for the environment.
Say, how do you know so much about oops, I crap my pants?
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
Story here from the New York Post. Never before...
Someone posted the flight strip for Delta 194 to Reddit. And it says, and I quote, 279 Dallas 194 H/L, divert to ATL, passenger diarrhea all over A/C biohazard.
I mean, was he running up and down the aisles of the plane?
I think, okay.
Something was.
There's also audio. Sam, do you want me to tag you on Twitter and we can play the audio? I think we need to. Sorry.
Somebody says, can you imagine sitting next to this guy when he starts firing off?
Oh, this is not good.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait. Sam,
this is my seat.
I want to hear. I want to hear the air traffic controller. I'm retweeting it right now. It'll be the last thing you see on my Twitter feed. Then there is... Okay, listen. A woman writes on Twitter, at Delta, any idea what's going on with DL-194? In flight almost 2 hours, now heading back to Atlanta. My son is on board. Would like an update to what that issue is and what the update is on getting to Barcelona. Hmm. Delta, hello. Thank you for tweeting with Delta. My name is Elle. Please send a private DM for assistance. I got your DM for a BM.
Okay.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta. Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
Okay.
What is it with early September biohazards on planes? This is last year on September 3rd.
I don't know. Sam.
Almost a year to date.
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't you know when you've got gastrointestinal issues?
Yeah, and
you're gonna find out.
Are getting ready to board a flight that lasts, I don't know, 12 hours.
Seven or eight, yeah.
Or even three.
Or one.
One would think you would say, is there any way I can switch flights so I may take a moment to switch my drawers?
Or can I go right to the head and not to my seat and I'll just stay in there?
Or maybe you just don't get on board.
I'm telling you, if I was having that particular issue, there is no way I would get on an airplane. No
and
way.
And you know when you're... I mean,
yes, you
listen,
know.
Nobody in this room is immune to diarrhea. We've all had it. And I'm not trying to be gross or blue. No, I ate
that chicken out of a truck in Mexico.
I've had Taco Bell before in my life. I get it. I get it. I know what it's like the day after three tacos from Taco Bell. Okay? But you know the second you wake up, this is going to be a long day. A very long day. And you don't go to the airport without Depends.
Oops, I crap my pants. Okay. Someone just tweeted, the game starts in about 6 hours, and there is a live shot of the scout camera at I-70 and Stadium Drive.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
If you work downtown, good luck getting home this afternoon. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright.
Yes, please stick around because my favorite interview ever is coming up. It will put a smile on your face about the new location for Golden Scoop that employs people with all kinds of joy and fun. And yes, some of them have developmental disabilities. And one of them is going to join us straight ahead. Stick with us.
On this Chiefs Thursday, Dana's favorite story of the day crops into our stack.
If you guys haven't heard about the Golden Scoop, they opened a second location today with a ribbon cutting. The first one's at 95th and Knoll over by Cap Fed. Mm-hmm. This one is near 103rd and 69 Highway by the old Skate City. Right. And they have this beautiful, joyous business model where the ice cream and coffee shop gives people with disabilities the opportunity to get into the workforce. And for everything, Scott, like come up with the ice cream flavors, marketing, the whole nine yards. And my good friend Leslie Breedlove joins us because, Leslie, your Matthew is working there and you're volunteering there.
He is. Can you hear us okay? Yeah.
I can hear you fine. And a mutual friend of ours, Leslie, worked there last summer. And she said the one word she would use to describe walking into this space is joy.
Huh. Oh, so true. Right, Amber?
Absolutely.
We love it. It's so much fun. And I got to tell you, Matthew comes home so happy. And he sees so many people who come in to frequent the store at 95th. That's where he's been primarily working as he was training. But we've also got Jack here, Jack Murphy, who's actually been working at the 95th store since it opened. And then we've now moved over here to the 103rd location. And, man, they had a steady stream. I was afraid we wouldn't be able to get anybody but me back here to chat with you guys. It's been really busy but really fun.
So is Jack right there? Can he hear us?
He is. Yep. Can you say hi?
Hi, Jack. Hey. Hi. We're so happy to talk to you. Can you tell us what do you like so much about working at the Golden Scoop?
What I like working at the Golden Scoop is the management, the super scoopers. And I love everything about it.
So the workers, we heard this, Jack, are called super scoopers. And so when people come in, they can get coffee, they can get ice cream, and you get to chat with everybody and meet new people?
Yes.
It's really cool, right?
Yeah.
Mayor. Jack, what is your favorite flavor?
Well, we have new flavors, but they won't even give me the chance to try them.
Jack, I'm gonna share some of mine with you because you guys are bringing us some samples today, and I can't wait. And I know we have Amber Schreiber on there. Amber, you're one of the co-owners, co-founders. How did you come up with this idea? Because it really is a beautiful business model that's helping so many people in our community who otherwise it might be more difficult to find a job.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, this is my sister's idea. She's been in the field working with people with unique abilities for about 21 years now. She started in the Olathe school system. And then throughout her career, she started to do in-home therapy for families and teaching their son or daughter about life skills and trying to get them job ready before they hit that cliff, which is, 21 years and older. Which is unfortunate. But during that time, they were having conversations with my sister about, how there's a lack of meaningful employment for people with unique abilities and so on and so forth. So around that time, she started to thumb through her Instagram feed and came across two concepts, one a coffee shop, one an ice cream shop. And she approached me to to try and, you know, execute on this vision that she had. And we thought about franchising from these two different concepts. But then I told her, you know, Kansas City, as you guys probably know, Kansas City is so loyal to local businesses that, you know, we believe we could do this from the ground up. And sure enough, when we opened our doors at 95th, April 14th of 21, there were lines wrapped around the strip center, lots of late nights. And, you know, we learned a lot from that. And, you know, our super scoopers were just, they felt like celebrities when people would walk in because they got all this amazing attention and they felt valued. And they could wake up every morning knowing that they had purpose.
Well, the fact that you've opened a second one, I'm assuming that this business model that your sister inspired, that you created, is amazingly successful.
It is. And we, you know, unfortunately, we have a wait list of people with unique abilities that want to work here. And it's well over 50 people.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Amber. What does that say then to the wider business community about hiring someone with unique abilities? And in Matthew's case, that Matthew is an artist and absolutely brilliant. Leslie's son, as you know. He was a sacker at my Price Chopper, and I was in the lane one day and looked up, and I said, "Oh my gosh, hi, Matthew!" And he was like, "Hi, Dana." So what I guess is your message to other business owners after the success that you've seen in hiring these folks in our community?
Yeah, so there are other employers doing amazing things, and they understand the work ethic and the value that people with unique abilities bring to the workplace. Including, you know, just the joy and the happiness, you know, when they engage with customers. I would say, you know, to employers, make sure that you're trained and educated on and making sure that you have the right culture for hiring people with unique abilities.
What do you mean by that? The right culture?
Making sure it's a nurturing and supportive environment. Here at the Golden Scoop, we take pride in, you know, mistakes are going to be made, and there's ways to problem solve for that. Yeah. And we don't want to discourage them when a mistake is made because we can overcome it and learn from it. And I think that's what we take pride in here at the Golden Scoop. So they're growing.
Do you need volunteers, Amber? And if so, how do people get involved?
Yeah, we did start a volunteer program. Unfortunately, a lot of them weren't consistent in terms of, you know, their schedule. And so a lot of our employees were disappointed and thought they didn't come in because of them.
Oh, no.
It was kind of a sad thing, but we tried to tell them, you know, everybody's got busy schedules and we understand. So we discontinued it for the time being. And we're, you know, we have a lot of businesses that have reached out, like Chicken and Pickle reached out and they were like, how can we help? And we're like, oh, we're getting ready to open 103rd and we need help, you know, cleaning the shop before we have all these customers come in. So it's just kind of, it varies. And, you know, we do our best to engage as much of the community and big groups as possible. But right now we're just we need to hire more shift supervisors, shift managers who are our job coaches and one-on-one natural supports for our employees to make sure that they're successful and growing in their job.
Dana was telling me you guys have some interesting names for your ice cream, like Love Story and how about that ice cream?
Yeah, we're big cheese fans, and with the opening day, yes. So you want to say go cheese?
Go cheese.
That's right, Jack.
Yeah, so we have two ice cream flavors. One is called Love Story, and it's the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce collab ice cream, where I guess Taylor Swift loves chai lattes, and so we use a chai base. And then we put in Mama Kelce's chocolate chip cookies, and it is to die for.
Wow.
So good. And then our second one is How About That Ice Cream? And it's using Mo Pie's caramel apple pie and our vanilla ice cream. And supposedly that's Andy Reid's favorite pie. is the caramel apple pie from Mo Pie. So those are the two. So we encourage people to come into the shop today. We close at 5 because we know the city is going to shut down for the first game of the season. So we encourage people to come, buy pints, buy quarts, buy 8-ounce cups of that ice cream. Yeah, take them to your Chiefs party. And our Super Scoopers would love to see you, meet you, and serve you.
This just makes my heart so happy, Amber, and we will pass all of this on to our listeners and put it on social as well, whether you're going to the 95th and Nall location or the new one at 169 by the Old Skate City. Please go support the Super Scoopers at Golden Scoop and folks like Jack. And Jack, it was so lovely to talk to you today. You're doing a great job, buddy.
Thanks.
We appreciate you guys having us on and helping to spread the word, because there's still not a lot of people that know about the Golden Scoop and our mission. So thank you so much. And thank you, Leslie, for making the introduction. Love these guys.
When you open your third, move it to Shawnee.
That's right.
There you go.
We'll do it. All right. We'll talk to you ladies soon. And Jack, you have a great day. What joy.
Yeah,
and it's a mutual friend of ours, Scott, who volunteered there. And she said it was just one of the
You're talking about Leslie?
Leslie has volunteered there. It's another mutual friend of ours who did and said it was just sheer joy. And you know what else? I hope some of the Chiefs players are listening. Stop into the Golden Scoop. Make a kid's day.
Amen.
My God, make a kid's day. She brought up something at the tail end of that interview that I want to bring back when we get back. They are shutting down today at 5 o'clock.
If you're going to propose that we shut down at 5 o'clock, it's not going to fly.
I was going to propose we shut down at 3:30.
Okay.
But
it's asking, 3:30 right now.
Do you work somewhere where your office is shutting down today? Because I spoke to somebody who said basically at 4 o'clock today, everybody's done.
Yeah.
It's time.
For sure. Look behind you.
It's time.
There's no one on the road.
Are you working when we get back? And if so, why?
Also, coming up after 4 o'clock, the personalized license plates in Kansas that were rejected.
The ones that we can read.
And I got to be careful with some of these. I got to be very careful. We'll get to that after 4 o'clock here on Dana and Parks. I mean, it's almost like a holiday in Kansas City. Somebody writes in
Let's
on the text
go
line.
Home.
My last appointment of the day is at 4:15. I can't wait for the door to hit them in the back. Wow. Wow. Okay.
What? I'm curious who's working. Now, obviously, if you're in public safety, you're working.
Of course.
If you are a firefighter, a police officer, or you're a nurse or a physician, you're probably working.
If you're on the second floor at Odyssey, you're not.
You are not. I don't believe there's anyone in the parking lot right now.
Oh, you could run downstairs and yell echo, and there will be many echoes coming back.
Yes. I think with corporations, that's what I'm asking. If you work for a corporation, are you all being allowed on a Friday to take off early? Just a little early.
Like Garmin or...
It's Friday. It's opening home opening day.
It's Thursday.
Come on. Well, but it feels like Friday. The fountains are red. Everyone is wearing... I mean, why are people working?
Are you trying to make a ploy for us to get out of here? I mean, Sam, do you hear it? Do you hear what I hear?
I'm just saying I don't understand why it's kind of like opening day for the Royals. I just think that should be a national holiday. I don't think that people should have to be productive on that day.
Did you just say it was Friday multiple times?
She did. She said it twice.
By the way, the Chiefs just signed tight end Noah Gray to an extension. That just keeps popping up in my breaking news feed.
Who the hell is Noah Gray?
You know Noah Gray.
He is TE3.
Is that the guy we got from Dallas?
Three-year, $18 million extension that includes $10.1 million guaranteed via Adam Schefter.
He's the number three tight end?
I believe so, yes.
Then who cares? Translation, we'll never play.
I don't know. No, we run play.
We run heavy tight end formations.
Yes, I know that because I tend to gamble sometimes on FanDuel.com.
Promo code Dana.
Promo code Dana. And I have chosen Gray to score before. He's a scorer, right? Yes.
If he's a tight end, he could score.
Yes, I have. You know I love that who's going to score first bet.
It's not going to be him.
Yeah. You don't know that.
He's the third string tight end. He will not be the first to score.
Well, that's why the odds are so amazing if you win. You put down $5, you win like $5 million.
You will lose $5.
Why is this bet such a good deal?
There is, well, I know you can't win if you don't bet.
I've talked to my son about this. I'm like, I picked a final score of like, you know, 41 to 26.
The statistically impossible final score.
Like if you put down $5 on that and it hits, you never have to work again a day in your life. And Jack was like, Mama, that's because that score has never been entered into the record books in the history of football in the United States.
41 to 26. Both scores are almost impossible to get.
Not completely impossible.
Okay, so for you to get 26, hang on.
I don't know. I just pick a number sometimes. I don't do the math.
26.
Love.
Okay, there's only two ways to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. With one field goal
and a safety. See? It happens, I'm telling you.
Well, no, if you throw in a couple two-point conversions.
Bingo.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you could really manipulate the numbers.
Okay, or two touchdowns. That's 14.
Okay.
And
so you're saying there's a chance.
One, two, and four field goals.
Cannot wait. Stay out of my betting. I know what I like.
By the way, Noah Gray does play quite a bit.
I knew it. I know I've bet on him
before.
He's
not going to be the first touchdown.
So help me.
Okay, you're right.
If we come back tomorrow, and Noah, if you're listening, I need you to score first. If he scores first and you guys are making fun of me like ding-a-lings, I am going to have the last laugh.
Okay, you could also get four touchdowns and two missed extra points.
There you go. So excited. Going to the app right now.
What? You ought to just give me $5.
Do you want me to bet for you?
No! Not on a 41-26 score.
I'm going to look up the odds. It's a lot of money, I'll tell you. 41-26.
By the way, you do realize that the team they're playing tonight was the same team they played in the AFC title last year.
Okay.
It's a good team.
Okay.
It's going to be 28-24.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
When you bet $5 and the payout is $50,000, the odds of winning are very low.
Sherilyn in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hi, Sherilyn.
Hello.
Sherilyn, can you hear me? Sherilyn was going to call in and say she's door dashing, and I bet you she's dropping the groceries off as we speak,
we'll come back to her in just a moment.
She said she's working because she's cashing in on all the people that need food.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Cha-ching.
No kidding. I mean, I am with you. If I was a manager just for the sake of morale,
yeah,
I would send people home early. They're not going to be paying attention at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock tonight.
Every service industry is still open. I mean,
sure.
Oh, God. Pizza places? Are you kidding me? This is their Super Bowl, literally.
If you owned a grocery store, are you open after 6?
Yeah, you kind of have to be.
What about that halftime beer?
Correct score. Hold, please.
Well, you go to a liquor store for that.
For 41-26.
In Kansas.
Show all. I'm going to tell you how much money I'm going to win. 41.
No, if I owned a liquor store, we're fully staffed all day long.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. For 41-24, it's plus 48,000. They don't
that would
give
mean
me
you
41-26.
Should just, you should just go buy a Powerball ticket.
41-27 is 46,000. That's slightly better.
But doesn't that tell you that nobody is betting that except you?
Yeah, but I would be the one on Twitter that they're like, oh my God, there is some woman in Kansas City that thought it was going to be 41-24, and the joke's on everybody else because she just won $48,000.
Okay.
And for the first time ever, we've had a final score of 41-24.
You can just hear the analysts now going, man, didn't see that coming. Never, some woman named Dana did.
Never in the history of the NFL has a team scored 41 points.
It was the fifth day of September, 2024. The sun was at 27 degrees.
Yep. You have to scroll way down to find that choice.
There's a reason
on the app.
There's a reason that if you bet a buck or $5 or whatever, you get $41,000 back or 45, whatever, because no one is making that bet.
No one but me.
Okay. Okay. Let's try back with Sherilyn. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Sherilyn.
Hi. I think if anybody's going to make the first tight end touchdown, it's going to be Travis.
Amen.
Okay.
But I'm out door dashing because I cannot sit at home. I've got too much energy because there's a lot of people buying alcohol out here, and I'm making some money. So,
explain to me how that works.
I could bet. but
Sherilyn,
sadly, yes.
How does that work when someone DoorDashes alcohol? Do you have to see like a driver's license or?
Yes, you have to scan their license. You have to look at it, be sure it's a person, and then you scan it to be sure it goes through that they're old enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you go make some money tonight, girl.
Sherilyn, be safe. Sean in Overland Park. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
I work a night job. We start at 3:30, and I work until 3:30 a.m. I will not be able to watch the game.
Oh, that stinks.
It is not. I mean, if I get paid well for what I do, but when the Chiefs are on, I don't really care.
Can you listen in ear pods or earbuds, Sean?
I cannot. What we do is we service area restaurants. We pull the old oil. We deliver the new oil. We clean the vents, flues, and fryers. Be running a power washer all night.
Yeah.
So phones stay in the truck.
Oh, man, Sean. I'm sorry, but listen, if you're like my dad and he'll do this, he will. They're such ding-a-lings. He will tape the game, swear at anyone who tries to even discuss the game with him, and then they go back and watch it maybe 2 hours into the game, and they blow
fast forward through
the ads.
Commercials.
And also through all the timeouts and all that stuff. They just watch the action. But
then it only takes 15 minutes to watch.
It's more like 11. I would never be able to do that because I get alerts on my phone. It would come in as a breaking news alert, or someone would call and be like, oh, my gosh, can you believe that first half?
Now, obviously, this isn't the World Series, but in the 2014-2015 World Series runs that we had, I was working at a place that sells coffee and bread and cookies and things like that, and they wouldn't let us put the game on the overhead speaker radio because they had mandatory things that you had to play through those speakers. And so I literally brought in a little tiny radio and plugged it in behind the counter and put it on full blast with the game on it.
How many minutes did you say?
I believe I've read it's 11.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
11 minutes of actual play.
And this is a bar trick I'm going to tell you right now. You will get into fights over this because every man you have ever met in your entire life, when a woman tries to tell him that there's only 11 minutes of actual play in a football game, he will say, no, there's not. And then you will say, yes, there is. And then he will say, no, there's no way. There's no way. And then you will say, look it up. And then he will say, no, because there's no way. And then this will go on and on and on until someone finally says, she's correct, it's 11 minutes.
It is 11 minutes. And then the woman will say, I'm going to run an audible.
And now you can say,
throw it?
No, you call it.
I throw it.
You can't throw an audible.
I did this afternoon.
No.
Mind if I throw an audible? Reply. You can call an audible. Nope, I would prefer to throw it.
Dana had a really good question. Are we playing the Ravens, we being the Chiefs, the Ravens, because that was the AFC Championship game last year and the Chiefs won the Super Bowl? I believe the answer is no. We just end up playing the AFC. Is it North? It's our year
it's
to play the AFC
Super Bowl
North.
Champion that kicks off
Correct.
Thursday night.
The Super Bowl champion gets the Thursday night game to start the season, but I don't think the opponent is who they played in the conference championship the year before.
That is correct.
If that makes any sense.
However, I don't know about the AFC North part. I do know that.
Well, I know we're playing the AFC North because we're playing the Ravens tonight. We travel to Pittsburgh later. I don't play for the team. They travel to Pittsburgh later this season.
Okay.
And I believe the Bengals and Browns are also on the schedule.
But they do handpick that first game to be a big one. They're not going to put the Chiefs up against, you know.
We're not going to.
No name.
Yeah, they're not going to play the. Let me think of a team that's going to be absolutely horrible this year. Oh, I don't know. The Dallas Cowboys. That would actually be a good game. But they're not going to play the Houston Texans. They want this game to be huge, and it's on NBC. It's also going to be on Peacock, is my understanding. And I've seen on the text line that traffic in downtown Kansas City is an absolute mess.
Oh. Right now. In fact, we would entertain a couple of those calls if you are the passenger in one of those cars and you are able to call in.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine.
You have nothing but time on your hands.
That's right.
Is it time for some stuck in traffic trivia?
Yes. Yes. Stuck in traffic trivia. Let's do it. We did that last time. That was so much fun.
It's right there.
All right. I got the card.
Grab the box.
Or do we want to do stuck in traffic trivia and make it Chiefs trivia?
Or we can just do NFL trivia.
Let's do it. I'm looking right now. Okay.
Which team won the first Super Bowl?
Green Bay.
And this is from Twitter. I think it's worth reiterating. For the first time ever, Patrick Mahomes takes the field for the Chiefs with the Royals still in contention.
That's right.
What a time to be alive.
That's exactly
who holds the record for the most career touchdowns in the entire NFL.
Thrown or received?
It doesn't specify, but I think there's quarterbacks and receivers on this list, so I'm going to say overall.
Tom Brady.
Jerry Rice.
Then it's received.
Patrick Mahomes needs only 84 passing yards to be KC's all-time leader. He will pass Hall of Famer Lenny Dawson tonight. Patrick is 28 years old.
Wait, read that stat again.
It says, legend, hashtag Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes needs only 84 passing yards to be Kansas City's all-time leader. He will pass Hall of Famer Lenny Dawson tonight. Patrick is only 28 years old.
Kind of unfair, and here's why. The NFL, and again, we're not a sports station, but the NFL has become has become a throwing league.
Yeah.
Back in the day of Lenny Dawson, Terry Bradshaw, Roger Staubach, it was a running league, not a throwing league. And so that is hats off to Patrick Mahomes. He's the greatest quarterback the Chiefs have ever had, but that does not take away what Lenny Dawson did for the Chiefs. He played in a different era.
Can I ask you, Sam, is it possible, because I saw a photo of this from either Arrowhead or the K late last night, that there were fans that went to the Royals game so that they could stay overnight and jog over to go to the Chiefs game?
That is not possible. I know that they cleared the lot after the Royals
game. They made everybody leave.
However, we are getting reports on the text line that there were people who just turned the car right around and pulled up to the gate, so they were first in line and camped out at the gate overnight.
Yes, what? Yes, what? Scott, yes.
They woke up, they opened up their bus, and they made breakfast right there in front of the gate.
Okay. Listen, I love the Chiefs, but that is insane. There is something mentally wrong with you if you go to a Royals game just to turn. I mean, where are you going to go to the restroom?
Play it where it lies.
Okay.
There's a bush over there.
What if you have to go number two?
Well, there's another side to that bush.
Rob Riggle and Heidi Gardner have arrived at the world's largest tailgate. There's Heidi. Oh, my gosh. What a time to be here.
That kicks off at 5 o'clock in the parking lot.
This town has lost its mind. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.